Left-wing media attacked Mo Brooks for blaming open borders Democrats for murdered Americans. By Penny Starr on January 2, 2019. The Democrats will be installed as the majority party in the House on Thursday. And the leftist media is celebrating by attacking Republicans who support President Donald Trump's push for $5 billion in the federal budget to pay for a border wall. The latest on the hit list is Representative Mo Brooks, RL, who said the Democrats' open border stance is responsible for those migrants who have come into the country illegally and killed American citizens. The media are still reporting on Brooks's New Year's weekend interview with an Alabama television station about President Donald Trump's push to fund the wall in the federal budget. The Hill reported. Representative Mo Brooks, Republican Alabama, said this week that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, have American blood on their hands because they have not agreed to fund a wall along the southern border. Brooks also claimed during an interview on Yellowhammer TV, a conservative political show in Alabama, that thousands of Americans die annually because of the Democrats' refusal to secure our borders. Those Americans are dying either because they've been murdered by illegal aliens, vehicular homicides by illegal aliens, or the illegal narcotics that are shipped into our country by illegal aliens and their drug cartels with the drug overdoses that are in the tens of thousands of lost American lives per year, Brooks said. And so the question's going to be, how much American blood do you have on the hands of Democrat leaders like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer before they will help us with border security? Or is their craving for power such that they're willing to accept the loss of American life? Brooks said. Roll call turned to the disgraced left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center, which compared Brooks to Nazis. Brooks continued, underscoring his argument that Democrats want undocumented immigrants to increase the share of Latinos in the voting population because they believe it will improve their fortunes at the ballot box. That theory is commonly broadcast on flat-out neo-Nazi websites like Stormfront.org. According to Heidi Bayrich, director of the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's common thinking among white supremacists that Democrats are importing people of color to undermine the power of the white electorate, Bayrich said. That is what he's saying, that Latinos are changing the face of the country and that Democrats are browning the country to serve their purposes. It's an incredibly offensive thing to say that Latinos can't be real Americans. A call to Brooks's office was not returned Monday afternoon, and a recording indicated its voicemail box was full. An email sent to his spokesman requesting more information on Brooks's claims was not immediately returned. In June, The Washington Post's Philip Bump reported that data shows immigrants, including those who enter the country illegally, commit crimes at lower rates than native-born Americans. Trump has rejected that idea. The Post noted the recent murder of California police officer and legal immigrant Raneel Singh, who was killed by an illegal migrant, but used the tragedy to politicize the issue. Reporting, the man charged with shooting Singh, Gustavo Perez Arriaga, had entered the United States illegally, police say, adding new fuel to debates about sanctuary laws and immigration. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.